News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Is Ireland ready for drab Soviet-style apartment blocks? That was the headline on a piece over the weekend by architect and assistant professor at the UCD School of Architecture, Planning and Environmental Policy, Orla Hegarty. Orla, why are you concerned we may be heading back to Soviet-style apartment blocks?
Good morning. Well, last week, it was quite a surprise for everybody. New apartment standards were brought in overnight and now are the standards set for new apartment building in Ireland. The big change in it, I suppose, is that smaller units have got even smaller. So in Dublin, so one-room homes used to be about 40 square metres, and now they're down to 32, which is smaller than most hotel bedrooms. But the really significant bit is that there isn't a requirement to have any larger apartments anymore, so that there would be a mix in a community. Somebody can build a block now of all small apartments, which brings us back to what was being done in the post-war years in the Eastern Bloc as a mass housing solution. And we know how, you know, on substandard and inadequate space impacted people in those buildings.
Are you being overly dramatic in comparing it to those Khrushchev era apartment blocks?
Well, I suppose it's a comparison that stands up insofar as the space standards are the same. That was intended to be a temporary solution as well, and most of them are still occupied after 80 years. And we know from housing development generally, when something is intended to be temporary, it often becomes a permanent solution. The real problem here is for sustainable development. We need to be building proper communities that people can put down roots, that they can live in, and that they can afford to have a home in for the long term. This isn't really the answer to that. It's a short-term solution for people probably who are earning a lot of money. These type of units at the moment are renting in Dublin for over 2,000 a month for a single room. And you know, that market is not really the main market for housing.
Okay, what about the argument that we can't let sort of great be the enemy of the good, that apartments are not being built at the moment, and the reason that they're not is because there is this affordability issue for developers, and that this will lower the cost of apartment blocks and they are more likely to build?
Well, firstly, we don't have any evidence it'll lower the cost. My own calculations show that it's about €3,500, including VAT, on a studio unit. But more importantly,
I have heard other independent analysis saying at the very least it would take about €30,000 off. Now, that's a lot less than the minister was saying. But
it depends on how somebody breaks it up. I suppose if they're assuming that the basement comes out and that the ground floor facilities come out, possibly it's more. I was just looking purely at the unit itself. But more importantly, building like that is really, really inefficient. As I showed in my figures, if you took a typical apartment block of 100 units, putting it into studio will get you 78% more units, but it'll house 41% fewer people. So it will take a lot longer to solve the housing crisis if you start to put everybody into individual separate rooms. It'll draw a lot of construction capacity, a lot of cost and a lot of investment, but it'll take an awful lot longer to solve the crisis if you start to put people into individual rooms. It's not a good solution, and it doesn't seem to have been thought through in relation to how many people we can accommodate or whether that's what people want.
Okay, and just very finally, what would you change then? Because it's clear apartments aren't being built at the moment. There is a problem.
We have to go back to basics. If we want people to live in the cities and we want them to live in more sustainable ways without having to drive everywhere, we need to build communities that are for the long term and that are affordable for people. And the way to do that is to come at it differently. The developer model for building apartments, about half of the cost is in the developer's business or the soft cost that people don't see in the final building. If we go back to the bricks and mortar, the basic cost, and we do it more competitively, we can build proper apartments for people and not these temporary solutions.
Orla Hegarty, Architect Assistant Professor at the UCD School of Architecture, Planning and Environmental Policy. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.